I sparked a conversation without no hesitation. You like my dedication, gave me your information. I know I was impatient, my game was pretty blatant, but I was pure elation when I first saw you naked. Don't forget.
Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we're talking about GDAX. This episode is a bit overdue. I should have done this episode right after Coinbase, but I didn't due to the fact I just got carried away because I had other things on my mind. I had Poloniex in my mind and Bittrex and just other things. And, you know, honestly, GDAX is kind of boring. This is going to be a short episode, but it was inspired by my brother today. And he made me realize that I didn't talk about GDAX, and maybe I should. Well, he doesn't listen to my podcast, first of all. So it doesn't matter if I put this out for him or not. I already talked to him on the phone anyway. But it showed me that there might be a gap understanding that Coinbase and GDAX actually work hand in hand with each other. And you can save a little bit of money by using both services. So what, actually, you know what? It might work if I tell you the story of my brother. My brother, well, we're all watching AntShares or NEO. It just got officially rebranded to NEO today for August 8th. And 88 is a lucky number in China. AntShares / NEO is a Chinese company. So they wanted to do their branding and everything on 88. And they also, red is a lucky color in China as well. So if you are watching the Chinese exchanges or the stock market, you see red all across the board. That means up, green means down. And even if you know that, watching the red across the board from being from a Western country, you're going to be like, you're going to panic. It's something, it's very hard to get used to. Anyway, so they rebranded for 8-8 today. And, you know, with the rebranding and tomorrow, I'm recording this on the 8th. Tomorrow on the 9th, they are going to have another launch of their smart contract platform. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And my brother said, you know what? I have one ETH in Coinbase. It's Coinbase, you know, ETH is up a little bit right now. Might as well just sell it and buy a couple of NEO. And he's like, so how do I do that? Should I take my ETH from Coinbase, sell it to cash US dollars, then buy Bitcoin on Coinbase, and then send it to Bittrex and then buy my NEO? And I said, whoa. Just hold on there, buddy. So if you buy, let's just look at the math really quick. Without doing any math. Okay, so if you sell your ETH on Coinbase, Coinbase is going to take 1.8%. Then if you take that US dollars and buy Bitcoin on Coinbase, Coinbase is going to take 1.8%. Then you're going to pay the fee to send it to Bittrex plus the maker and taker fees in Bittrex. So at the end of that transaction, you're going to have around 5%, maybe a little more, of fees just to buy $270 worth of Ant shares, or NEO, sorry. But there's a workaround, and that's GDAX. Now, GDAX works hand-in-hand with Coinbase. If you have a Coinbase account, you have automatically a GDAX account. If you go to GDAX.com, you can log in using your Coinbase account, and then that will give you access to all of your Coinbase funds. So let's just say you have one Bitcoin in Coinbase, one ETH, one Litecoin, and maybe a couple hundred bucks. You can use GDAX and get all of that money or coin shifted from Coinbase to GDAX for free, and it's instant. You're not waiting. You're not waiting for confirmations. You don't have to confirm your ETH, you know, 80 times before it comes in. It's just there. Then, instead of paying this 1.8% fee to buy and 1.8% fee to sell in Coinbase, you're just paying maker and taker fees. If you don't know what maker or taker fee is, please look at my maker and taker fee episode, I think last week. I don't have many episodes yet. I think there's only 12. So So you don't have to scroll that far back. Take a look at that. You understand what it is. But you only pay maker and taker fees. So the maker and taker fees on GDAX is anywhere from 0.1% to 0.35%. And now, of course, that varies because of the coin you're buying. It's also how much volume you're doing. Because if you are doing lots of volume trading on GDAX, then you get a lesser maker or taker fee because you're just, you know, kind of a VIP kind of person. So then after, of course, you purchase your Bitcoin on GDAX, you can withdraw it and send it right back to your Coinbase account. Now, sending back to your Coinbase account, for me, you can use it like more of like a wallet. And for holding a little bit of cash there for a short period of time, I don't think it's a big deal. Of course, that's on your opinion. First of all, how much money is a lot of money to you? If you are very uncomfortable having a couple $100 in there, don't leave it in an exchange. I usually keep a little bit of money in my Coinbase. It is insured if it's not your fault. And, you know, I want to make purchases, or sometimes I just go on and say, shit, let me just go buy a Bitcoin and go find this new coin that I just saw. And I pick it up really quick. So it's really not a big deal. And just send it back over to Coinbase or send it to what have you. So how did this story play out? So my brother did just that. He took his ETH. He sent it directly to GDAX. He traded the ETH for Bitcoin. And then he withdrew the Bitcoin back to Coinbase. And then from Coinbase, sent it to Bittrex. Now, why did he send it from Coinbase to Bittrex? Now, again, this is my own personal thing. I have a fear of copy and pasting the address for a wallet and missing the first or last letter or number, because it's just my thing that I do all the time. And I know it's a habit of mine, and I don't know why I miss it. I think I'm a little bit dyslexic, and I just see the front become the back, and the back because and I just don't notice it. It's kind of like if the sentence is "the dog is black," I copy and paste, and it's "he dog is black." I always do that. Just I miss the T. And sometimes I don't notice until I proofread a paper or things like that. So on Coinbase, the way that you get around this, since it is an iPhone app or an Android app, there is the QR code scanning function. And if you're on the exchange of Poloniex or Bittrex, these wallets that you're going to deposit X coin into usually has, with that address, a QR code that you can scan. And Coinbase is built in with a QR code scanner reader. So you can just scan the QR code, have a perfect copy of that address that you're going to send said coin to, and make sure that there's no problems. I mean, because it's going to read it perfectly. You're not going to have any human error. Human error is always part of the equation, and I like to take that out if I can, or minimize it as much as I can. So talking about GDAX as an exchange, GDAX is a very simple exchange, and you're basically just buying Bit, ETH, and Lite. There's no bells and whistles. You can margin trade. You can place, you know, stop and limit orders and things like that. But it's very basic. You're only playing with those three coins. Yet, it is simple. In my opinion, it's a bit cumbersome to use and a bit confusing. But a lot of people do like it. And simplicity, you know, again, takes out a lot of human error and a lot of errors that you can make. It's fairly simple. Now, I know I said that they're simple, or the exchange itself is very simplistic, but that doesn't mean that they're not widely used. Just today, they are doing about 115 million in 24-hour volume. Of course, only in Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum, which is huge. They're number 10 or 24-hour volume for today. And just because they're simple doesn't mean that they're not functional or they're not useful. But you only can use them for those things. And that's basically what you use it for. It's like, hey, you know what? My Coinbase is connected to my bank account. Now, you can connect your bank account straight to your GDAX. You can also send coins from your GDAX to any other exchange, Bitcoin to Bit. I'm sorry, your Bitcoin on your GDAX to Bittrex or Poloniex or Kraken or whatever, or another wallet. But I usually use them in tandem. So I have my Coinbase with my wallet, and then I just shift it back and forth between GDAX and Coinbase. So it's a very useful exchange to buy some Bitcoin and then send it to wherever you want to buy those altcoins that you're eyeballing. For the most part, that's GDAX. There's not much to get into. I've already talked about how to create accounts on Coinbase. Please check out the Coinbase episode if you want to know how to create an account on Coinbase. There's not much to say because they are linked with Coinbase. So any history or anything else you want to know about Coinbase, please refer to the Coinbest episode. Other than that, I want to say thank you for listening. You can find me on Twitter, SoundCloud, at Crypto101 or Crypto_101. Also on Facebook and Tumblr. I really don't do much by Facebook and Tumblr, to be honest with you. I just don't have much time, but I enjoy making time for the podcasts, and I hope they help out. And finally, today's music is by Gala Mateus, Won't Forget. I also found this one on LaBelle Music YouTube channel. Check it out. Links are in the description. Thank you very much, and I will see you for the next podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.